USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Easter morning chaos in Sri Lanka as at least 8 bombs go off in the city of Colombo. Officials say at least 140 people are dead, nearly 600 people are injured. 3 of the bombs went off at luxury hotels, 3 others at churches during Easter services. There's been no claim of responsibility yet. It is Easter Sunday, the holiest day on the Christian calendar, marking the day when Jesus Christ rose following his crucifixion 3 days earlier. Yesterday marked 20 years since the Columbine High School massacre, a shooting carried out by 2 students, killing 13, wounding 21. Sean Graves was a student who survived, despite being severely injured.
On that day, those people walked into that building, but not a single one of us walked out the same.
He spoke at a memorial service last night, and this is USA Radio News.
With Amazon Music, a voice is all you need.
Won't you stop your crying? I know that you're trying. Everything's gonna be okay.
Alexa, play Maren Morris.
Okay.
Get unlimited access to over 50 million songs. Download the Amazon Music app today.
The best sleep of my life has been since I got a MyPillow and since I got my Giza Dream sheets. I have to tell you, I've slept in some great hotels in my time, but nothing like these Giza Dreams sheets. Now go to MyPillow.com, click on the Giza Dreams sheets special, you'll find out all about them, and use my promo code USA to get 30% off and free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Giza Dreams sheets special, use my promo code USA.
Officials at the Topeka Zoo in Kansas say a tiger that attacked a zookeeper yesterday morning will not be euthanized. The zookeeper is hospitalized and is reportedly alert and awake and expected to recover. Yesterday on the campaign trail, presidential candidate Elizabeth Warren, the senator from Massachusetts, was calling for President Trump's impeachment, but Congressman Stephen Lynch, also of Massachusetts, warns fellow Democrats against pursuing those proceedings.
If the president ends up at the end of the day successful in resisting impeachment, that could be interpreted by the American people as vindication and somehow that he deserves re-election.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's also warned against trying to bring articles of impeachment against the president. Anti-government protesters clashing with French police again. They're expressing outrage over the millions raised to repair the Notre Dame Cathedral after a fire when the government's not addressing their concerns. And this is USA Radio News.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple. And no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
U.S. naval authorities are investigating how a hidden camera was placed inside a women's bathroom aboard the USS Arlington. Officials discovered it in March. They're unsure if it was able to transmit video. The USS Arlington is based in Norfolk, Virginia, and is currently in Greece as part of a 7-month assignment in Europe and the Middle East. It appears Vermont will be the 3rd or possibly 4th state to ditch Columbus Day and replace it with an Indigenous Peoples Day. The state legislatures approved the bill. The Republican governor, Phil Scott, expected to sign it. Maine could be next, as a bill there is waiting on its governor's signature. New Mexico and South Dakota already enacting such a law. Backers say it's a reaction to Christopher Columbus's reported history of enslaving native populations. Singer Gavin DeGraw finding himself in an embarrassing situation at Game 5 of the Stanley Cup playoffs yesterday between the Nashville Predators and the Dallas Stars. It happened right after he had completed singing the national anthem.
And the home of the brave.
He then took a step back on the carpet he was on, but instead stepped on the ice and fell face first with the spotlight squarely on him. He wasn't injured. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.